Welcome to today's podcast, Opening Up About Mental Health, brought to you by Balancing Life Issues in partnership with Cal CPA Health. This episode is designed with you in mind to encourage each and everyone on their journey to wellness. I'm your host, John Ebron. I want to start off by congratulating you, our listeners, for taking this important step in prioritizing your mental health. In this busy, results-driven world, it's easy to let our mental health slide, but it's so important to prioritize every aspect of our well-being. But let's be honest, sometimes taking care of our mental health can be the challenge in and of itself. There are roadblocks that often stand in our way, roadblocks that we need to address head-on. One of these roadblocks stems from generational perspectives. For many, discussing mental health, it was once seen as taboo, something to be swept under the rug. But breaking through these generational barriers are essential for our well-being. Another obstacle is the stigma attached to seeking help. There's this misconception that asking for help is a sign of weakness. But in reality, it takes great strength to reach out and ask for support when you need it. And then there's the challenge of crafting an identity that's separate from your mental health challenges. It's important to remember that we are not defined by our mental health challenges. We're complex individuals with unique strengths and talents. Sometimes putting that distance in between you and the things that you're challenged with, that is often the missing ingredients to a successful healthcare strategy. Also, it's crucial to acknowledge that the severity of mental illnesses can vary greatly. For some, it's a mild annoyance, while others, it can be a debilitating condition, even requiring hospitalization. But no matter where you fall in this spectrum, your experiences are valid and you deserve support. So make sure that you seek out the mental health care that you need at the appropriate levels. Diagnosable conditions must be identified in order for treatment plans to be given. But here's the good news. Mental health is not just something that you're born with. It's also a skill that can be developed and a lifestyle to be practiced. So before we close, I want to discuss with you five ways to encourage opening up about your mental health and experiencing the life that you deserve. First and foremost, let's create a safe and non-judgmental space where people can feel comfortable sharing their experiences. This could be as simple as actively listening without interrupting or offering advice. Let's allow every person to express themselves fully. Secondly, let's lead by example by being open and honest about our own mental health journey. Sharing our experiences when appropriate can help normalize conversations about mental health and show others that it's okay to seek help as well. Next, let's educate ourselves and educate others about mental health to reduce the stigma and to increase understanding. As the saying goes, knowledge is power. And by raising our awareness about mental health issues, we can create a more supportive and more compassionate society. Fourth, let's listen actively and empathetically when someone opens up about their struggles. Practicing active listening by giving our full attention and paraphrasing when a person has said what they wanted to express, it shows understanding and it validates their feelings. Lastly, let's encourage professional help when needed and offer support in finding these resources. Sometimes professional intervention is necessary for effective treatment. So let's encourage seeking help from therapists, counselors, support groups, and others to assist finding that suitable resource when it's needed. So what does opening up about our mental health in the workplace look like? And how can we support that? Well, here are three easy, simple steps. First, we screen, then we intervene, and then we refer. Now, by screen, we simply mean to pay attention, Remember, we're there to identify changes that we notice in an individual's behavior, but we're not there to diagnose or to administer any particular treatment. So it's really important that we offer support without going beyond what is appropriate for us. And by that, we wind up blocking out the individual from the care they actually could get from a professional should they need that. So once we identify things that gives us pause, that gives us cause, we're looking for those things that are repeatable patterns, that are deviations or changes from how an individual may show up in the workplace, in their behavior, in their mood, in their thinking. What is standing out as a stark difference to how they normally show up? Next, we want to intervene. We want to show that we care and that we have concern for that person's emotional and mental well-being. So we want to make sure that we give a space that is non-judgmental, non-threatening, but shows that care and concern. Some easy things that will get in our way of stepping forward and showing that support are some mental roadblocks that we need to think about navigating through. First and foremost, we may feel that we're not qualified to deal with this issue. Again, remember, we're not the solution to a person's problem. We are, as a support, a part of that solution. We are part of the process. So our engagement based off of our willingness to listen and our current knowledge base of what mental health looks like for us is all we really need to start a caring and supporting conversation. Secondly, we may feel, what if I say something wrong? Or maybe what if I make the situation even worse? One of the easiest ways to overcome that sense or that feeling is to take a breath, to take a step back, and really connect to why you're wanting to have the conversation in the first place. It could be as simple as saying to the person what you're feeling. My intention in speaking with you today is to show that I am here for you and that your health and well-being matters to me. Just sharing that intention is often the bridge we need from where we start the conversation to where we want to take it. Sometimes we may feel, well, maybe if I just give the person space, they'll just get over it on their own. And yes, the possibility is always there that that may happen. But typically, things heal in time, but not because of time. So just giving a situation more time may not be enough in order to really support their health and well-being. So we want to screen, we want to pay attention, we want to intervene, we want to have those courageous conversations, but then we want to refer, again, recognizing that we're not the whole solution, we're part of the solution. It's really important to know all of the areas which we can get a person to in order to find the support that they actually need, whether it is a support group or support from the local community, wherever their support can be found for the individual. We want to make sure that they feel connected to an organization, an entity that's going to help them continue on with their health growth journeys. And we want to be able to follow up with them and get the feedback from them that shows that they're getting the support that they need. So there are three simple, easy steps that we can use every day to support opening up about our mental health in the workplace and beyond. So let's commit to prioritizing our mental health. Let's break through those barriers and let's support each other along the way. That's it for our podcast today. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. So until next time, make sure to keep your cup full and live your life on your terms. Take care.